The Ivorian reggae star Tikin Java Colli performed this week in front of hundreds of adoring fans at the Cigale in Paris, France. It comes after he released his album in the autumn, African Revolution. Raised in the Ivory Coast and now resident in Mali, he has been a voice of protest for the past 50 years.
Young people revolution, intelligent revolution.
Yes, for me, Tikin Jah music is the roots. We African, we are so proud for this man, you know, because he is our messenger to liberate Africa, you know, and to talk about the truth. So that's why we love Tikin Jah Fakoly, you know, and we need someone like that in this world now.
Tikin Jah, this is strictly conscious music. This is why we appreciate his music, because it talks to the people. He talks about the reality, the African reality, and the vision the world has actually has of Africa. So it's really a great artist for us.
You will understand very soon all the problems of your nation.
I'm talking about the revolution by education, because I know, you know, African people will do their revolution one day, but they need to know they have the right, and nobody will ask about their right for them, you know. So people yesterday liked the new track. I could feel that when I was on stage.
Intelligent revolution.
It's a protest album. This is why the message of this album is very, very important for African people and African diaspora all over the world. I'm just talking about our waking up. We have to wake up, try to take our destiny in our hand, because nobody will do that for us. You know. So this is why the message of this album is very important for us.
One of the tracks is called Il faut se lever, you must get up or stand
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, for example, Bob Marley and Stand Up for Your Rights.
Yeah, the song wasn't influenced by Bob Marley, but I was influenced by Bob Marley. You know, because I'm a reggae maker and Bob Marley is our prophet. So we are just following his road. You know, I think the next election in Ivory Coast, nobody will move. People will stay at home, because they will say it's not necessary to go to vote, because, you know, the president which is in power will stay. My message is not to support Alassane Ouattara or to be against Laurent Gbagbo. My message is to support the democracy. The opposition wanted me to do a show for them, because my big brother Alpha Blondy did a concert for Laurent Gbagbo in Ivory Coast, and the opposition wanted me to do the same show for them, and they proposed me a lot of money, and I said no. It's very important for me to be impartial. But today, our mission, our fight is to support the democracy. I'm one of the artists who fight long time against Babylon, against Occident politics in Africa. But I don't want to follow everybody. They want to present Laurent Gbagbo today like a resistance. Sometimes they compare him to Thomas Sankara or Patrice Lumumba. It's a shame. Patrice Lumumba didn't try to kill his people like Laurent Gbagbo is doing it. Thomas Sankara didn't do that. I don't want to follow a resistance. If the revolution or the fight is not true, I cannot follow.
You've been listening to Culture in France with me, Paul Nolan.